Will number 20s with wind chills in the single digits early, moving into the teens by the afternoon, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. If you struggle to hear the TV or radio in restaurants or have trouble keeping up with conversations, hear better and improve your quality of life by getting the Atom 2 by Audion. Just $189 with free shipping. Call 800-712-6042. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
What is America to me? A house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see. All races and religions, that's America to me. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom. The church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people that's America to
Of course, Bob Small blames me for that late intro. Sorry, everybody. I know you wanted to hear that Frank Sinatra song to its full completion, but nevertheless.
Isn't that the right idea?
I don't know. I'm not sure. So, listener Susie, everyone's favorite, of course, complains. Oh, wait. Did we move the phone light? Is it here now? Wow. Look at you. Boy, you know, you mentioned something to Bob Small, top engineer here at WGCH, and what do you get? You get performance. That's what you get, my friends. That's the difference between an amateur and a professional. So my complaint was that the board operator, and I don't mean B-O-R-E-D, of course, I mean B-O-A-R-D, and they couldn't see the flashing light indicating that we were getting a caller, and we do get callers who dial, by the way, at 203-661-5051 here at the Gideon Fountain, your Greenwich House radio show, popular local realtor Gideon Fountain. Okay, well known. Never mind popular. That's a judgment call. Well known, though, certainly. That's unquestionable. Just as, who was the guy? Willie Sutton, the bank robber. He was well known. He wasn't popular. So many topics to say. Oh, anyway, Susie's complaining about the show and that it's kind of going in and out and that kind of thing. Bob Small is not finding that here as he tests the theory on his own mobile.
Yeah, we tested the stream.
And it seems to be okay.
Yeah, and I think our air signal...
Wait, let the fire truck go by, everybody. Yes, we're in downtown Greenwich. What about our air signal? That's in good shape?
Well, the wind could be disturbing unfortunately.
Let me see. Wait, I'm going to hear myself on the radio. Here we go.
Strangely enough.
Anyway, Susie's complaining about the show. Yeah, look at that. Sounds good here. Sounds good here, Susie. I don't know what's going on.
On the internet.
She may be exaggerating the situation. No, I know. If she says it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Anyway, so the show topics today. Oh gosh, what isn't on the list? We're going to make fun of Metro North and their track upgrades. We will mention Dr. Deborah Bricks. Was that her name? Deborah, there was a scarf lady who used to stand up there with Dr. Fauci. She's come out with a rather shocking announcement. And then Chilton and Chadwick. This is a division of the Higgins Group. They did a little survey of where their buyers, their Fairfield County buyers, are coming and going from, which I think is interesting. And, it, you know, it's a small sample. It's only about, several hundred. But still, I bet you it's reliable. Statistics are absolutely an amazing thing. One of the brief couple of times I took statistics classes at Boston University School of Management before they asked me to leave, and it wasn't for like any kind of mischief. It's just they weren't happy with my performance grade-wise. So they said, why don't you, I guess I can sum it up. They said, basically, they were saying, why don't you go grow up and then come back? How about that? So while I was there at Boston University School of Management, crossing these picket lines set up by the Spartacus Youth League, this radical group of nutcase leftists who were all egged on and created, actually, by Howard Zinn. This Howard Zinn would make Karl Marx blush. Karl Marx was, whoa, Howard, come on, we can't go that far. That's how far to the left he was, okay? And he has written, his estate continues to collect probably hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in royalties because his hideous anti-American textbook continues to be, I believe, the number one American history textbook given out to our children, school children. Isn't that a frightening thought? That somebody to the left of Karl Marx writes this screed against America, and that's our number one textbook. I don't forget the title, but Howard Zinn is
the
author.
Kind of explains a lot.
Doesn't it, though? Oh, brother. You know what happens? They get all this leftist crap in school, and then they come out into the real world, and many, not all, but many of them say, oh, aha, I see. So it's not the way they taught us in school. Things are different out in the real world where you have to earn a living. That's why many of them retreat into academia and they stay there. They never come out.
Or it takes them a little while to realize that getting a job and looking at things that way, you begin to realize, wait a minute, what's this business of giving all this to other people who are just complaining a bit?
Yes, Bob Small, yes. I think you've summed it up brilliantly. By the way, last week, it's always embarrassing to admit that the host has made a fool of himself, but the host did so. 66
I'll join in on that one. Me too.
Okay. Well, Bob, listen to this. 66 Deerfield Drive. I was saying, well, it's come back on. They tore down the old 1925 house, which I know it sounds terrible, and from a distance it looked kind of like a magnificent old house, but it really wasn't. It's across the street from Greenwich Library, Deerfield Drive.
Oh, yes.
And they changed the address. The new broker owner, Nina, I swear that's how she pronounces it, Nina Frandsen of Berkshire Hathaway, put it on at 66 Deerfield. So I said, oh, well, she just changed the address to, you know, trick people. Not in a bad way. Sometimes brokers do change addresses so you can't look up the history button or whatever. Who knows? It's more difficult to look up the history of a property, see what the person paid for it if you change the street number. But the reason she changed the street number, very obviously, is because she subdivided the property. It's now two lots.
Uh-huh.
That's why, duh. God, how embarrassing for me, a real estate expert, quote unquote, puts back on at $7,995,000 with now not the original 1.32 acres. See, here's where I got confused. I thought that zone on Deerfield, I could have sworn that was half acre or maybe even 1 acre. And maybe I think that starts where the Grove Lane intersection begins. I think that's the 1 acre zone. Anyway, it's R12, for God's sake. So 1.32 acres in the R12 zone gives you a lot of land to play with, a lot of lots, potentially.
Hmm.
So she has...
We should have consulted the map in my office.
I know. You have a map in your office of the zone?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was curious to see if I could print the thing. It's one of these businesses where you print in tile format, so it's like six or seven pieces of paper,
right?
But all matched together to make one huge map.
And I haven't seen this map. Are you sure you're not imagining this, Bob Small?
Boy, I'm going to point it out to you.
I will look at it during commercials.
You will be chagrined.
I will be chagrined and shocked, as embarrassed as I am now, because I completely screwed up the story about 66 Deerfield Drive. So Ms. Frandsen, broker owner. Does it say broker owner at the end? Let me see. It should say that. You're supposed to reveal that. No, she has not revealed that. Anyway, she's assigning this particular lot to 0.6 acres, which downtown Greenwich, and this is truly downtown Greenwich, that's a hefty amount of land. Not as good as the 1.32, but so she'll have, presumably she'll have two lots out of this.
Oh, yeah.
At $7,995 each, having only paid $3,450 for the whole thing. Anyway, we'll see.
That's a relatively inexpensive housing.
For you mean land price, right? It's 1.5.
Oh, I see.
She paid about, let's say, 1.6 or so, 1.7 something for each lot.
I see.
And therefore, if she can get $8 million for the finished
product.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I had my numbers.
Yeah.
I have left out a zero or three.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly. All right, so that's the explanation for 66. The 66 Deerfield Drive will also be coming back on, I'm sure, with whatever is left of that 1.32 acres, and it, too, will probably be priced at $7,995. Thank you very much, Gideon Fountain, admitting his tragic error. Let's see.
If that's your sense of tragedy,
well, I know,
you have a nice life.
Simple life, exactly. You know, blogger Chris Fountain, who refuses to solicit donations, and they're not even donations, they're payments. People listen, read. I was in the vault the other day getting my damned birth certificate for my gosh darn passport. Oh, passports, for goodness sake. All I wanted, you got to have a passport. Mine expired years ago. That's how much of an international traveler I am.
And that really makes quite a process to get a new passport. I've gone through this.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And the hardest part for me is the photo. Because I'm very vain. It really is. It's the part
I actually try to do my own.
You do?
Well,
yeah,
and it's really not, I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to be so precise about it.
You have a white background. Your shoulders have to be straight. Got to be looking at the camera. No smiling.
No teeth showing.
No teeth. Oh, God, yeah, no. Yeah. No. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, I wear my burka. But, I mean, other than that, I dress in my normal outfit.
Burka.
So I go down to the vault. I get my birth certificate. And the lady sees my name. And she goes, oh, I read your brother's blog. Every day.
Another one.
And I hear this all the time. His blog is called, I mean, really, he must have thousands and thousands of readers all over the country, but especially here in Greenwich, of course. It's called For What It's Worth. Here's a free ad, Chris. And, but why am I, you know, I said to her, by the way, I've been trying to get him to solicit donations, you know, to people to pay, you know, $20 a year, would that be? She said, I would pay that without even a question. She didn't even pause. She said, of course I'd pay that because he provides so much entertainment. People would be happy to pay. But, oh, no, the purist Chris is the purest. I don't want to soil my wonderful, perfect blog by asking for money
once per year.
He's
an artiste. Please.
He is an artiste. I'm sure Van Gogh would have sympathized. Why don't you even talk to me about buying one of my paintings? I'm doing this for love. How dare you besmirch my reputation. All right, so I was trying to get a passport. I went to CVS, and I'm not putting the guy down, but, you know, you go to CVS, and there's the guy is clearly not a photographer. He's busy stocking, you know, Band-Aid shelves and things, and he comes over, and you sit on a little stool, and there's a daylight flooding in, and so it's kind of a harsh light. You know, at my advanced age, I need soft lighting. All right, I mean, I need really low lighting. No, it's not that bad. But anyway, takes the picture. This thing makes me look like, I'm trying to think, it kind of reminded me for some reason of Mitch McConnell. That's what it kind of looked like. Now, I don't really look like Mitch, I don't think, Bob, do I? No. But it kind of, the picture reminded me of it.
The picture would, yeah, if you were heavier, but you're
thank you.
Much thinner guy.
Well, true. Anyway, there was something Mitch McConnell-y about it, and I just thought, I can't, who's going to see this photo besides me and a bunch of surly TSA agents?
Why are they always surly?
Well, they're not exactly happy with their work. But anyway, in other words, it's pure vanity that drives me to this. So I looked at that photo and I thought, no, I'm not going to look at this for the next, how many, was passport last 7 years or something like that?
Oh, geez, I think so.
So.
And there's a grace period after that for the renewal,
which
is easier.
Yes, renewal
but
is fine.
But you go past 25 years, I think, then you it's a whole
no,
big
I think
process.
It's, no, you go past 5 years. If your passport has been expired for 5 years,
they
want you to start from scratch.
Yes.
As far as they're concerned, you are a terrorist from Lebanon until proven otherwise. Speaking of which, I do want to travel down to JFK and get their – you can apply for your global entry sticker or something after hand over your fingerprints, which Greenwich Police already have and State of Connecticut already has because I got a gun permit years and years ago. Can you imagine they trust me with guns? Good God, it's a frightening thought. And all you have to do is go down to JFK. That's the nearest place to get your global entry. This is not like clear. Don't get that clear thing. You want to get global entry. And by the way, I've also heard it used to help you skip, you know, the 500-person line at the security check-in. Nowadays, apparently, its impact has been grossly reduced. So you're still waiting in lines. But I still want to get it. But then you might say, Gid, you never travel. What is your glove? Because I want to pretend, okay? Fine. So, anyway.
Somebody has to come up with a competitively priced private airline. That everybody, you know.
Well, there is such a thing.
Are they competitively priced, though?
The most competitive price you're going to get on a private flight is something like $5,000. These are called empty legs, not the brand. It's just the type of flying. These are where somebody else's private jet has flown to, St. Martin.
Uh-huh.
And now they're going to fly it back. Somebody's flying it back. You're dropped
they're
off there.
Deadheading?
Empty plane. Yeah. Empty plane going back. Yeah. So what you want to do, there's companies that arrange these things and say, okay, you know, if you can do this, if you can travel from St. Martin on this date, we'll take you back to JFK for $5,000.
All right. I guess that is pretty good.
Yeah. That's the best you're going to get right now. And it's empty legs. I think there's one called Blue Star. I forget. There's about at least five jet companies that arrange for this sort of thing, for empty leg.
Hmm.
And you can take your dog.
You would know this.
Yeah. Well, I look into it. Do I ever do it? No, of course not.
Oh.
$5,000. Oh, my God. So I finally, I stare at this picture for quite a while and finally decide I can't take it. I just can't take it. So I co-hire Shuang Ding. She is of late Glenville Photo, but the landlord kicked them out.
Oh.
She had a great photo studio.
That was in the shopping center.
Yeah, the shopping center.
That's going to end up being eventually a
supermarket, kind of fancy supermarket, Ted's or Theodore's or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the landlord kicked her out. You know, I want more rent, the kind of thing.
No,
and then, of course, it's been empty for months and months. And that is a characteristic I have noted my entire life in Greenwich, Connecticut, walking up and down Greenwich Avenue as a kid, seeing store after store during good economies, stores vacant, saying for lease sign in the window, and they stay like that for a year or two. Unbelievable. The landlords here. I don't understand the philosophy. How do you ever make up for 2-3 years of lost rent? You don't, of course. But they don't want to take, let's say they want, I don't know what, you know, $100 a foot, or maybe I've got that zero missing in there. But they want some amount, and they will not take less. They're so afraid to take less, because then they're stuck, apparently. So they'll wait 3 years for the right tenant. Anyway, so Schwan.
Yeah, there could have been something else in play there. I mean,
I see it all over
town.
They
claim it's the price, but maybe there was something else going on.
Yeah, but over and over again. It seems to be a characteristic.
An abuse of the site, or I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that usually commercial landlords have a lot of money, and they don't need it. So maybe it's just like a hobby, at least in this town. So there'd be why else? How do you explain the vacancies, years of vacancy? Who knows? So
yes.
Schwan takes a very nice picture of me, although actually she kind of touches them up a little bit. So now my picture looks like me 25 years ago. And, you know, another reason I had her do my headshot, too, because I could tell my headshot was getting out of date. So my customers would see these headshots, and then they'd meet me, and they'd say, so is that your son? No, that's not my son. That's me, okay? It's just a couple of years. Fine, I'm taking care of myself.
You know, I have to go
I'm
through
aging
all this.
Gently.
The feds are going to look at it and decide whether it's acceptable or not.
Oh, God, imagine. You know, and I had to do this in a hurry because I am traveling somewhere. And so I had to do this in a hurry, so it's rushed off to D.C.
Did you get the expedited?
Yeah, God, so expensive. What a waste of money. Anyway, where was I with all this? We're talking about, passports, Chris Fountain's blog.
Yeah, that's right.
The lady's willing to pay for it, but Chris will not let me. We covered all that. Anyway. Did lots of real estate sell this week? Yes, but more importantly, some good stuff came on. Broker Finley, Chris Finley of Brown Harris Stevens, brings 7 Derry Road back on the market for $14,750,000. Super modern farmhouse. Now, a lot of people, myself included, have been critical of this modern farmhouse look. Bob, our clock says 4:41.
Hell? I guess I haven't fixed that the power outage yesterday.
10:25. Okay, that's fine. So, the modern farmhouse.
Just have to swivel your head and look at that one.
Let me see. I don't want to swivel.
That one's battery powered, so it didn't stop working.
If you want to call and complain about the show, it's 203-661-5051.
You don't have to call. You're sitting right here. You'll complain without
phone
calls.
I complain about my own show.
Yeah.
Get to the point, Gideon. Oh, boy. When I'm listening to other people doing their radio shows, and they start off on some story, and they can't get to the point, I hope I don't do that. But here I am not getting to the point. So Finley puts on 7 Dairy Road, $14,750,000, modern farmhouse. I look at it thinking I'm going to hate it, but there was something very nice about this place. It's very, very modern, but somehow, I don't know.
Is it just the black window frames?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Window frame. Well, that's, yeah, you're walking up to it. It must have a 1,000-pound front door made of glass that looks like you could protect 8 bank tellers behind this thing. Whew. Holy cow. What a front door. But very magnificent feeling about it. And then, you know, big high ceilings and all that. A kitchen island. The kitchen island is so long, I wouldn't be surprised if people had a little golf cart permanently stationed in the kitchen in case they wanted to get something from a cupboard in the far corner. That's how big this kitchen is. But somehow, it all holds together. 7, you guys look up 7 Dairy Road, D-A-I-R-Y. It's probably years ago was a dairy on that road. 7 Dairy Road, Greenwich, Connecticut. Look it up on Zillow, as my customer calls it. No, it's supposed to rhyme with pillow, and therefore we call it Zillow. So will Finley get this amount? I don't know. I mean, they paid for, what did they pay for it? $4,350 way back when? Let me see. Hold on. Somewhere in the fours. I think around $4,350 they paid for it. And they kept some of the house. So when you look at it, it says year built 1985. But ugh, you can't. I don't see any traces other than a chimney and the roof. I don't see any traces of the old house. And Dairy Road, by the way, Dairy Road is off of Clabbered Ridge, a very good address. And you get a great feeling. This one is up high. It looks exactly west, so the sunsets are magnificent. You're way up high over other people's properties. No properties nearby. Again, $14,750.
See, that's the kind of thing you get in backcountry. And when you were talking about how backcountry became unpopular, I was like, don't they go back there and see this? What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know. I was born and raised in Riverside, and then my very, very first apartment, when I finally moved out away from mommy and daddy and my aunt's house. What was I, about 40? It wasn't that bad. It was pretty bad. $900 a month, and it was a little carriage house. Felicity Foote was my landlord, and it was way up north, Round Hill Road, 339 Round Hill Road. And I got, the sky was darker, the stars were brighter.
Mm.
I thought, okay, maybe I'm getting this backcountry Greenwich thing. Yeah. But on the other hand, if I wanted to play tennis down at my little yacht club in Riverside, and I found myself there.
A nice drive.
Yeah. 20 minutes if you're stuck behind a school bus or a slow driving person like myself. I mean, it was so bad that I would buy stuff. You know, if I didn't have my tennis shirt, I would just buy one. And you know, being a notoriously thrifty, that would just kill me. But rather than do the 40-minute back and forth, better to buy a shirt. All right, so backcountry can be justified. What about, you might say, what about 120? Oh, Debbie Needle, Houlihan Lawrence's own Deborah Needle, puts another unit on at The Modern. The first one she put on in the last few weeks, $5 million and something, the best penthouse unit in that 12, is it 12 units? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe it's 16. 16 units. The best penthouse unit for sure. The one on the town hall side is really the best. So she got an instant bidding war on that one. The selling agent is Maria Crowley, also of Houlihan. But now she's put on Debbie Needle has put on another unit in the same complex. So now she's becoming the queen of The Modern at 125 Field Point Road, Unit B2. $4.5 million already has a deal. This doesn't even have the penthouse and all that rooftop decking and stuff and outdoor furniture and grill. Doesn't have any of that. You can't use that. That belongs to somebody else. So for $4.5 million, you're just getting a standard apartment, but it's a nice one. It looks beautiful, and she got an immediate deal. All right. When we come back, we will make fun of Metro North and their supposed track upgrades that are going on to enable the high-speed rail that we've all been waiting 30 years for. Plus, what else are we going to talk about? Oh, yes, this Chilton and Chadwick group at Higgins. They've put out some interesting statistics about where Greenwich or Fairfield County buyers and sellers are coming from and going to. We'll be right back.
Mostly sunny skies this morning will give way to afternoon clouds in the upper 20s with single-digit wind chills.
We're then partly cloudy for tonight around 12 above. Wind chills once again in the single digits with increasing cloudiness for tomorrow. A few snow showers are possible in the upper 20s with wind chills in the single digits early, moving into the teens by the afternoon, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. If you struggle to hear the TV or radio in restaurants or have trouble keeping up with conversations, hear better and improve your quality of life by getting the Atom 2 by Audion. Just $189 with free shipping. Call 800-712-6042. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
This is Dora Song of Greenwich Library. Join us on Tuesday, February 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Learning Lab for an engaging workshop on climate change. David Emberling, a climate change specialist with Climate Interactive, will guide participants through the En-ROAD simulator, a powerful tool for exploring the impact of global climate policies. You'll get hands-on experience learning how actions like carbon pricing, electrifying transport, and improving agriculture can affect energy prices, air quality, and even sea levels. Register now at www.greenwichlibrary.org or call the reference desk at area code 203-622-7910 for more details. We hope to see you there. This is Dora Somm on 1490 AM WGCH or WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Connecticut's team.
And the Huskies celebrate championship time for three. Yeah, he got it! With no time left, it went in.
The Huskies march on.
Drives inside, and he crammed it home.
Very long one. Good.
Listen all season long on your home for UConn men's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
Normally, Gideon Fountain's not a fan of crude, vulgar songs, but there's something about the Tubes. And yes, I, like you probably, for years thought that was David Lee Roth and Van Halen. But no, it's the Tubes. And written by, they all wrote it. David Foster, Steve Lukather, Charles Prince, and Fee Waybill. The guy's name is Fee Waybill. Don't ask me how or why. The Tubes, and it's Talk to You Later. The lyrics are amusing. I can just imagine the sort of women that, you know, that end up, that rock stars end up with. So this guy says, let's see, I met her at the strip. It was another lost weekend. The band was too slick, and the people were twisted. So I asked her for a date. She reluctantly agreed. Then we went to my place, and she never did leave. And then it goes on from there. Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's been 6 months. She hasn't shut up once.
Is that really one of the lyrics?
It's been 6 months. She hasn't shut up once. I've tried to explain. She's driving me insane. And then the chorus is, she won't even miss me when she's gone. That's okay with me. I'll cry later on. So it's it's a stupid, doofy song by the Tubes. And they have actually quite a few hits, the Tubes. Like what, for instance, you might say? Well, let's see. Tubes Essentials. Is there even such a thing?
What's the first name of that Lukather guy?
Fee. Oh, wait. Oh, Lukather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Steve?
No, I don't know. Sushi Girl, Tip of My Tongue, Matter of Pride, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Oh.
No, the Lukather guy.
No, Lukather.
Okay, hold on.
if it's the same name.
View credits. Lukather's first name is Steve, yeah.
So I believe he went on to be in Asia. That's not the name of the band, is it? No, Toto.
Toto, no kidding. Okay. Yeah. It's a bunch of white guys. I didn't realize. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven of them, all wearing suits, looking very sharp.
Wow.
They did She's a Beauty, Talk to You Later, of course, Dancin', White Punks on Dope. That's kind of, they do seem to have a sense of humor. I'll give them that. A Matter of Pride, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, as mentioned, Don't Touch Me There. Ooh, I like the name of that song. White Punks on Dope. Here's another example of that. I don't know why they have that. Who knows? All right. So listener Lauren in Los Angeles says she can't hear the show today on her iPhone, but is picking up it on her desktop computer, don't you know? Shoot. Hmm. But I wonder what's going on with our iPhones. So how can that be, Bob? And Susie, listener Susie,
it's
having the same
problem.
It's
so convoluted. I mean, to some degree, it might actually be an issue at her end. But if it is an issue at our end, it's something to do with...
With the power surge.
But it won't come and go. It either will work or it won't work if it's something at our end.
Yeah, I get it. I know. So, I don't get it. So how is it partially working? Very mysterious. Yeah. Okay, so Chilton, I get emails, unlike you, I get emails from the Higgins Group, a good real estate company, and they... Oh, laptop. Okay, laptop, she says. Higgins Group has a group within it called, and I don't know either of these people. Their name is Chilton and Chadwick. Yes.
I know a Chadwick.
So they sent out, Chadwick is a good name for a butler, I've always thought. I say, Chadwick, old boy, would you refresh my drinks? Refresh the people, the guests' drinks. Yes, sir, very good, sir. Now, again, they're surveying their own clients, and that's fine. And there's several hundred, and if you take statistics classes, you will learn that it's an amazingly small number that you need to ask an opinion of or to get results from in order to ascertain the situation of a huge group of people. For instance, if you want to know what 1 million people are thinking, you can survey as few as 1,500 of them. It's absolutely astounding, but it just shows you how little we all vary. You think...
Well, if we were to try to discover how many people are actually listening to our station,
yes,
of the, say, 60,000 that live in this area,
yes,
how many do we have to ask?
A minimum of 1,500, I would say. I mean, well, no, for 1 million, you'd probably ask a couple hundred.
Oh.
And we should pay for that. We should. I should be doing that. All right. Thanks for reminding me of my fault, Bob.
I wasn't now, trying to.
So here's where are Connecticut buyers moving from? Okay.
Good. I want to hear this.
Number one answer: 360 of these buyers that were represented by Chilton and Chadwick, or is it Chadwick and Chilton? No, Chilton and Chadwick came from New York. 73%.
As in New York City or New York State?
It just says New York State, but I suspect that's city.
All right.
They're abandoning the city. But wait, there's more. California presents only 23. This is Fairfield County in total. Only 23, representing 5%. Florida only sent us 4%. 21 buyers came from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people moving from these places. And it's like that all the way
it's
down.
It's like the opposite direction of the way things
I know,
normally go.
Yeah. But the vast, overwhelming majority of buyers to Connecticut are moving from New York. Now, New York is a high-tax state, although we heard from our news guy, Tony Savino, that Connecticut continues to lead the nation in property tax. In was it property taxes? Well, no, Greenwich has low property. It must be taxes in general.
Mm.
Connecticut out-taxes its citizens even worse than New Jersey, which is always competing with us to be the worst state to live in. And then I notice my friend Leslie Yeager, who has the Greenwich Free Press, which I check in with every day, along with the Greenwich Sentinel, she writes this glowing, glowing story. It truly probably just taken right off the PR page of Governor Lamont's website, talking about his magnificent work in cutting Connecticut taxes. A record tax cut in Connecticut. Yeah, well, we're still the highest tax state. Okay, so stop. Thank you, Governor Lamont, for not making it worse. How about that? That's kind of a backhanded compliment. That's the best one you're going to get. Now, the big question here is, where are buyers going? When they leave Connecticut, where are they going?
Well, Florida, right?
Yes, correct. Oops, just lost it again. Wait, a few fellow realtors, blah, blah, blah. Sellers moving to. And this is really weird. There are, of the surveyed clients are moving from Fairfield County, 103, the number one result, again, is New York State and probably New York City.
Wow.
And the supposition by Chilton and Chadwick is that they are people who moved out here during COVID.
And now they're going to move back?
A huge overreaction to COVID, and they now are moving back to New York, amazingly. It really stuns me.
Yeah.
The second place, and this is a substantial number, 85 of these participants in this survey, 85 of them moved to Florida. That makes much more sense. So it's New York State, 24% of these buyers went back to New York, but 20%, 24 to New York, 20% to Florida. North Carolina represents 10% with 42 buyers. New Jersey, that drops, that plummets now. That's only 24 buyers moved to New Jersey. South Carolina, Massachusetts, and then down all in the 2 and 1%, all the way down to the very bottom of the list. Four hearty, brave individuals in this group moved to Maine, the lowest number. Four people moved to Maine. And Maine, of course, is a horribly anti-business state. They're very, very, they have high taxes. They nail you. The worst possible state to retire to. So it's surprising that anyone from Fairfield County moved to Maine. It is undeniably a beautiful state, but that you can't give the politicians credit for that. It's just, it just happens to be a beautiful state. You know, that's a location in America. But yeah, most people don't want to move to Maine. They moved to the Carolinas and they moved to Florida. But surprisingly, still, the top of the list is back to New York. All of this courtesy of the Higgins Group and their group within the group called Chilton and Chadwick. Don't know either of those people. They claim to be real estate agents. I'm sure they are. They're also giving advice. They have a little advice column for brokers. I like this. One says, I am a somewhat experienced agent, 5 years in the industry, and have historically done well closing just a couple of high-end deals a year. Unfortunately, with a lack of inventory, my income is down significantly. That's italicized. And I need to change my business plan or else. What should I do? Their advice? Dude. Well, they don't start with the word dude, but they should. They say, they quote David Ogilvy. Break your business into a third, a third, and a third, said Ogilvy. A third high-end, a third low-end, and a third everything in between. Yeah, if only it were this easy, for God's sakes. You know what you do? You just
take
whatever.
Well, they've been in the business only 5 years.
I know. They had not built up an inventory of customers.
But they've already done two large sales each year.
Each year, yeah.
How the heck did that happen?
I don't know. They got used to it, though, and that's bad. Mm. You got to sell the little stuff. There's no question about it. I mean, that. Well, yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you know, who's the broker I frequently admire the most is Jan Milligan. And I always cite this example. One day I saw she had a closing at $45 million over on John Street. It was Tommy Hilfiger's place up on John Street, sold for $45 million. And that same day I went to broker open houses, and there she was at a little brick dump of a house on Pemberwick Road, asking price $660,000. So she closes for $45 million.
I think that's the lowest number I've ever heard in Greenwich.
Yeah, well, it was a couple years ago.
Okay.
About literally 4 years ago, maybe five. Oh. But there she was at a closing, $45 million, broker open house for her new listing, $660,000. Now, that is substantially it shows you she's a complete broker. She just takes it all. Whatever you give, she says, all right, I'll sell that one. And that is the answer. That's how you stay in the business. You do not get stuck with, you know, with some sort of high-end dreams. By the way, we are celebrating Tony B Radio Products turning 5 years old this year on WGCH. And they typically are available last week of every month. Is that true, Bob Small? He's the last week of every month?
We're trying to do that, yeah. Right.
Including next week, 9:30 a.m.
I was working on his stuff when we had the power outage yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd lost everything I'd done, too.
Oh, and you didn't, of course.
No, thankfully the computer that finally did the right thing. It saved that information.
Imagine that.
And it was there when I got back to it.
All right, so next week on we'll be coming up with new episodes of Ambassadors of Aging, Brave Americans, and, of course, The Best of the Supremes.
Yes, more of the Rogers and Hart stuff.
My personal fave, yeah. Okay, cool. Tony B, churning out product content, as we say. So Metro North, I drove by the Riverside train station today. Riverside is one of the Riverside, Greenwich has four train stations.
Somebody's taking a bow.
Tony is here and here now, for God's sake, trying to butt in on my show as usual. And look how he does it. He texts me, and then I'm forced to read this stuff. Oh, my gosh. The man is a manipulator, a master manipulator. Wait.
Hello, Gideon.
Oh, hello, Tony. I didn't know you were here. My gosh. All right. So drive by Riverside train station, one of four train stations in the town of Greenwich. And I see they have the track work machinery out. There must be two dozen yellow track machinery devices. These things roll along and fix and repair the train track bed. And they replace rails and all that. All of this ostensibly has been going on for the last 30 years in order to prepare for the great high-speed rail line known as the Ocella train, which you may see going through town occasionally, approaching speeds of 40, I kid you not, 40 miles per hour. Yes, the Ocella high-speed train.
I don't think...
What?
They have to straighten out the track more.
I don't know what they have.
It's been as fast as they've been talking about.
Yeah, that's true, too. Billions with a B of dollars wasted on our mass transit. Oh, and high-speed rail line goes 40 miles an hour.
And you see other countries that have
multiple high-speed
trains.
They can do it.
But we can't. They must be more spread out in those countries. I don't know what it is because...
Somebody pointed out we have the oldest infrastructure in the world. There's no question
about
that.
That's a good point.
We had ancient Rome, but, I mean, we had train tracks when the rest of the world was riding around on horseback.
Yes.
So our train track is in terrible shape, but it still doesn't excuse any time a private entity gets taken over by the government, that's the end of any hint of efficiency. But even when states hire private companies to do road work, it's still a disaster. New York State has the highest per mile cost of highway building. It's supposed to be $40,000 a mile to build a road. In New York State, it's $1 million a mile. It's just insanity. And as his Musk and his Doge agency,
We're going to be careful.
But they're revealing the astounding waste of money that goes on. Mm. And Connecticut is no exception. And you can imagine whatever the federal government wastes, take a zero off. So if instead of trillions, in Connecticut is probably just billions. We spend $1 billion plus on people who are not even citizens of our country, since they moved to Connecticut, they immediately qualify and have access to taxpayer-paid services, medical and schooling and language education and housing and heat subsidies paid for by all of us. It's just pretty stupid. It's really sickening. Anyway.
And I was going to say, just tacking onto the traffic stuff.
Yes.
That corridor of I-95 that centers in Stamford is now again considered the most congested area in the country.
Well, they're trying to add a lane each way.
Yes.
You see that?
And a temporary lane. I don't know how the heck they do that.
I don't know. And how long will that go on to try to – they're carving out mountains of earth just to make this extra lane. Maybe it'll work. I doubt it. Anyway, I was amused by seeing the sight of the track work going on because it's just so hopeless.
I wasn't as amused when they stopped me from, there's an underpass, overpass. Well, it's an overpass.
You told me, over by, Bruce Park?
No, that other park. That new thing that was built next to the power station.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Coscob Park.
And really held me up for quite a length of time while they walked the track putting these clips on. I don't know what the heck the clips were. That was the description I got.
Clips. When they and so, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were upset by this. People don't realize the guys who are directing traffic have no idea that Bob Small is waiting. If
well,
they knew.
There was a line behind me. I just happened to be the first one in the line.
Ah.
Okay, you could pick that other part up higher.
No. You can? I don't think so. Yeah. I'm trying to adjust the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we go.
Wait.
Listener Lauren in California. What does she say? See, she says, we prioritize passenger rail, spent tax money on optimizing the system for people, and we prioritize freight and optimizing. I'm not sure I understand. All right, I have to read that next time. Lauren, don't send me complicated text messages that require thought. I'm not capable of that. I'm not a dual, what is it called when you're dual agenda? No, when you're trying to do multitask. Yeah, I don't.
Multitasking is an unreal thing. It doesn't actually exist.
Exactly.
It's just people that are capable of changing their task quite a bit.
Or multiple
tasks sitting in front of them, and they do a little of the one, a little of the next, right. a little of the next, and back to the first. And,
but you know. What I find, if I want to multitask, what that means is half-ass job on both jobs.
Yeah. That's for me, too, I must say.
So, why, you might ask, did Seven River Road, brought on by Susan Connell of Coldwell Banker Realty, why Seven River Road, Unit 306, waterfront condo at Palmer Point, why only 825? The answer is because, I'm looking at the pictures, Bob, would you say, let's see, this place was built in 1975 by the disreputable Collins Building Company.
Goodness sake, yes. What a thing to say.
Well, they were disreputable, and they built crappy stuff. But fortunately,
that looks like an old kitchen. I'm looking
right,
at.
Right, yeah, very old. In other words, this is an unupdated unit. That's why it's only 825. If it were fixed up, you'd get around $1.2 million, $1.3 million for this place, which is record prices for Palmer Point. But why not? Everything else in Greenwich is selling at record.
I watched recently a new show that I hadn't been watching before about house renovation on TV, and they had the before and after photos.
Yeah.
Well, the before photos had been taken in the process of cleaning out the house. It looked horrendous.
Yes.
Everything was all over the place.
Well, that's not fair.
And then they showed the new all cleaned up. No, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's deceptive. I mean, you can show before and after with some unupdated ones. By the way, speaking of which, somebody wrote, some broker put on a unit, and the pictures are all, oh, I know, here it is. This, I don't know what's wrong with this broker. Broker puts a unit on the market, a house on the market, a cheapie. And you know, I'm always watching out for cheapies because, yes, believe it or not, everybody, there are a few people that don't have millions of dollars to spend. I know it seems impossible. 24 Maplewood Drive. That's off of Loughlin or Laughlin, depending on where you live on the street and how you pronounce it. Loughlin. Maplewood Drive ends right at Route 95 or I-95. So, you know, you're going to get some throughway noise down there. But, broker Chase Marsh of Preview Real Estate, Preview spelled P-R-E-V-U. I'm sure that confuses everybody. This put this little dump on for $1,195,000. Actually, very nice updating inside. It's updated in 2023. And it's a ranch. And it's got 1,222 square feet. It's on 0.2 acres. That's not too small. Taxes are a measly $7,159.66. Thanks for putting in that 66 cents, Chase. I think you have to be very careful about it. You don't want to mislead people. Anyway, good photography overall. But one picture of the brand new laundry shows this mountain of laundry. I mean, it's right up to the ceiling. It looks like sheets and towels and pillowcases. A mountain of laundry. Chase, you don't need to put that. That picture doesn't need to be in there. Or maybe you take it from a different angle. Just show the high-tech, modern laundry equipment without the laundry itself.
You know, speaking of how you name a business.
Yes.
What's with that furniture store on the Post Road there on Putnam Avenue, Our House?
Is it called Our House?
It's A-R-H-A-U-S-E.
I see. There's another one called Ordare. And then there's another, there's a bunch of these very high-end, super high-end housing things. I don't know. How do those names survive with difficult names? I don't know. I think Marsh and his Preview, he might get away with it. And by the way, you know, I can make fun of photos all day long, but this thing's going to be gone in a minute. It doesn't matter one bit about piles of laundry in the photo. 24 Maplewood Drive, Cos Cob Connecticut. $1,195,000. I'm sure it's going to be gone in a day. Let's see what he says about it. Tenant in place. Oh, for God's sake. Tenant in place till November 15th. Oh, it's still going to sell. Beautifully renovated three-bedroom home on a quiet cul-de-sac, except for the train, for the highway. Costco's train station, shops, park. Yes.
I'm just going to say, which makes the highway even louder.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but it's a nice little street. It really is. Tenant in place, please give as much advance notice, showing notice as possible. Yeah, anyway, it's a nice little house. So $1,195,000. I predict that by next week, we will be talking about it having already gone under contract, even with that substantial impediment of a tenant in place till November. Someone will still be snatching this place up, because what else are you going to buy for $1,195 in Greenwich, Connecticut, I ask you. President Donald Trump orders an end to Biden's green energy regulations on household appliances. Speaking of laundry machinery, this is very, very good news. I mean, the idiocy of this energy department, which we never needed, even when Jimmy Carter started the thing, we didn't need it. We certainly don't need it 60 years later. A department of bureaucrats in Washington telling washing machine companies how to make their products. And you notice they make them, they've had to make them cheaper and crappier in order to meet various energy use requirements. Again, imposed arbitrarily by bureaucrats who know nothing about how to clean clothes or how to clean dishes or how to flush toilets or what flush toilets are supposed to do. So anyway, all of that is going by the wayside, at least for the next 4 years. Let's hope it continues. And finally, oh, and by the way, even I took the Christmas wreaths down. Yes, I know it took me a little while this year, but it's February. Get rid of your Christmas decorations, for heaven's sake.
Wait a minute, and the front door as well?
That one came down a little earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. And I understand people don't use their front doors. I understand. You come in your driveway, you come around the side, use the kitchen door, and you're not looking at that wreath as it's turning yellower and yellower. It's ridiculous. No Christmas. And I don't even want to see. I see my buddy Joe Williamson. He's got his Christmas lights on the shrubs. And I can see there they are, those Christmas lights. They're going to be still sitting there because he doesn't want to bother.
Next year you can just flip a switch.
Yeah,
and
no,
he's got his lights
not
on.
Allowed. No, you take them off. You pack them securely. Don't let them weather for a year and then turn them on again. Hope they still work a year later. No. So no more Christmas decorations, guys. I know you're going to miss seeing Frosty and the baby Jesus and Rudolph and all that crap, but take it all down, put it away until next year. Otherwise, you will be fined in the state of Connecticut. They have the state of Connecticut, not just Greenwich now. They have Christmas decoration police going around. It's quite a squad. It's about a 50-man unit, and they go around and they fine people for overdue removal of Christmas decorations. So they're getting serious. All right, we didn't get to talk about lots of real estate. All right, but we will next week. And we will check in with Maplewood and see how Mr. Marsh, Agent Marsh, did. I'll bet you it'll be an accepted offer. Thanks for listening. If you could listen, we'll see you next week.
This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Suggests the work of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency transcends politics. Musk, put in charge of DOGE by the president, says that if we don't attack the waste, fraud, and abuse now, we may soon find out it's just too late.
A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
Musk and the president interviewed by Fox News host Sean Hannity. Mr. Trump says he inherited a $2 trillion annual deficit from the Biden administration. That's what he faced when he assumed office last month, along with inflation that remains stubbornly high. 14 Democrat state attorneys general have failed in a bid to halt the work of DOGE, federal judge rejecting their request for a temporary restraining order. A New York federal judge considering whether the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams should be dismissed, as requested by the Department of Justice.
Judge Dale Ho getting pushback from people saying not to sign off and indicating that this is only the first step in his decision. The Justice Department says the case is a distraction from the Democratic mayor helping President Trump with his immigration crackdown. Seven federal prosecutors and four deputy mayors resigned over the fallout from that request. And Governor Kathy Hochul has been holding meetings over whether to remove Adams, who says he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
On a vote of 51 to 45, the Senate has confirmed Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary in a Senate vote on Cash Patel. Ahead, the FBI may come tomorrow. Democrats oppose him, but on their own, they don't have the votes to block his confirmation. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 197 points, the NASDAQ 61 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people.
I'm Tony Savino in the News Center. Here's what's trending on WGCH News. Greenwich Peak.